More than 1,000 years ago, witchcraft was birded by the shores of the Black Sea by 3 sisters. For years they roamed the earth, bringing death and destruction wherever they went.
Pray God, the devil.
Mater Suspiriorum, the mother of sighs. Mater Lacrimorum, the mother of tears. And Mater Tenebrarum, the mother of darkness.
Hello, listeners of Now Playing Podcast. This is Jacob, and I'm here to tell you about our fall donation series. Yes, it's fall. The pumpkin spice is in the air. It's also in our coffee and our Pop-Tarts and our Oreos and even our pumpkin pie. But fall. Fall means October, and that means Halloween, and that means we need to discuss some scary and spooky movies. And we're kicking that off right away with our silver level donation series that I'm here to talk to you about. We're calling this the Three Mother series, and they're all about the films of Italian master of horror, Dario Argento, kicking it off with the Three Mothers trilogy. That includes Suspiria, Inferno, and The Mother of Tears, and then we're going to throw in another film of his, Phenomena, or Creepers, and that's all going to lead up to the remake of Suspiria coming out later in November. I'll tell you more about the donation series, but first, here's a preview of Inferno.
Now, it's not obvious how this connects to Suspiria, other than I think structurally here at first. If you remember, Suspiria started with some voiceover and a female artist who's trying to find out about a haven of evil. That's kind of what we get in this opening here, except it doesn't have that crescendo buildup that Suspiria's opening did. You know, that built to an amazing kill. Some would say it peaked in its first 11 minutes.
I did say that.
Yeah. Here, we're just going to get a data dump. We're finally going to understand who the three mothers are and what the keys to finding them are.
I'll appreciate the differences here because I think they hit a lot of the same beats as Suspiria. There's a lot of just walking around a building and weird stuff happening. But that was our problem with Susie Banyan. Like, why is she the one the witches are going after? At least with Rose here. Yeah, she starts off with this Three Mothers book, and it's that old horror trope. Like, you mess with evil, you read the Latin saying, and a demon comes alive, whatever. So I can appreciate at least there's some attempt to explain why this evil is happening now because someone went searching for it.
All right, I have a couple real problems with this opening. I do think it tells me how it relates to Suspiria in that right here in the beginning, it's going to tell us about the different cities and that one of them was Freiburg, Germany. So that lets me know, hey, that was one of the three. She's in New York, that's a second one. But holy shit, what a data dump at the beginning. If this was something I was watching in a theater, or just even watching for fun, this is the kind of text that would wash over me. I would try to keep up, but it goes so quick and is bringing up so many proper nouns and mater suspiriorum, mater lacrimarum, and mater tenebrarum. It's impossible to follow first time you're viewing it. I paused the movie, watched it a second time, paused the movie, went online, found a transcript, and I spent probably 10 minutes studying this because I'm like, this is shit we're gonna need to talk about, and there is no way you can get this except repeated viewings of the movie and studying of the movie.
And I just want to say, they're already changing things and futzing identities. I mean, now suddenly the Mother of Sighs is called the Mother of Sorrow, and she's the oldest when she was the middle child last time. I don't think Dario Argento cares about mythology and facts and strong timelines. I think it shows in all of his work, not just in this trilogy, that he has obsessions and they tend to be visual and auditory. And so that's kind of where I meet him. I'll forgive him all of his ridiculous plots if he can cast his spell with his magic. My problem with the opening of this movie, and really this entire movie, is it's very hard for me to concentrate on who the main character should be. I mean, I know who Jessica Harper is. When she gets out of that airplane, walks to the airport, I know she's going to be the star of the film. Here with Rose, Fox said, "You need a star, cast Irene Miracle." I think it's a miracle if you know who she is.
I actually have seen her in other work, specifically in the late 80s, early 90s. I saw both Puppet Master and Watchers 2. I looked up every name. I needed to know which Italian names I needed to even pronounce or what names were worth bringing up. I figured our listenership would know Puppet Master, so Irene Miracle, she got a name drop in this plot summary.
Yeah, they do a real psycho thing here. We're going to spend a lot of time with Rose at the beginning and then cut away to another character who dies, and then Rose is going to go away. I thought she was going to be our Susie Banyan of the film, but no, she's only here for a little bit.
Yeah, and maybe that was a calculation. Maybe that's meant to be a big surprise. You know, we think we know what we're getting, and then they're going to take that away from the middle. But honestly, this movie feels like a lot of random, bland characters that it's difficult to get a beat on, that sometimes look alike, that I'm like, oh, I think it's her, and it, no, it's actually the one in Italy. Oh, I just get very confused, and I think this movie sorely needs a star appeal. I do know that they tried very hard for the male lead to get James Woods, which would have helped.
Yeah, despite the fact that I've seen just one of the guys and know Lee Miklowski's face from there, he is not very recognizable. He's not somebody you can click with. You said this cost $3 million and was an American-backed production. I thought the thing was, despite being set in New York, maybe this was filmed overseas or maybe it was low budget, but this does not have the feel of an early 80s American picture.
Yeah, you're saying Argento is like stuck in New York looking out the window. I don't feel like this is a New York film. I don't even think that building is really there. It very much looks like a set, a backstage. I mean, we'll get one other shot of New York, I think, some kind of lake with a hot dog stand. It doesn't feel like a New York film.
Yeah, it barely is. They filmed in New York for 1 week. They shot for 14 weeks. All the rest of it was on a Rome soundstage. And it does. It feels European. It's absolutely. Incidentally, fun little fact, that 1 week he was in New York, working for him was William Lustig, who is the director of Maniac. And that's how that movie got funded. He came up to Dario and said, "I'm a big fan, I know all of this," and shot all this trivia. And Dario's like, "I like this kid. Let me see what you want to do." And thus, Joe Spinell, Maniac, was born.
Hmm. Who would have thought that if Argento couldn't get this into theaters, he actually could get Maniac there? Yeah, that feels New York. No part of me ever questioned that was a New York picture. This, it feels very stilted. And I'll say the same thing about Suspiria. It's just doesn't ever feel naturalistic, and that's something that I often equate with horror films, especially foreign horror films.
Right. But be that as it may, here we are, supposedly in a New York apartment building that can't be filled. I'm like, what kind of world is this where you have a building in Manhattan that's beautiful that they can't fill?
You see her furnishing? This thing's a furnished apartment. There's no way she bought all that. Yeah, how is she even affording this?
And she's a poet.
Yeah.
I'm guessing either it's a university apartment or it's not in the Manhattan borough. Maybe she's on Staten Island?
Yeah, way back in Staten Island, like by the dump.
Well, she does say it smells.
Yeah, let's get to that. What we learn here, aside from what we may have already known coming in as Suspiria fans, is that they have tells. They have poisonous secret identity tells that are referred to as keys. The primary key is that they stink. Basically, you build a house for them and the ground rots, and before you know it, everything reeks horribly. And I love the fact that this chick's going to go next door and goes, "Why does it stink over here?" And he's like, "The cake factory. What kind of cakes are they making that stink?"
You know, I lived in Decatur, Illinois. I know what a stink smells like because there's a soy plant there. And oh my God, the smell. Maybe there's a witch in Decatur. Maybe it's not actually the soy, because that city, when I went there for college, literally made me nauseated for a while.
If you're a bakery and you're producing that kind of waft, you're not going to get customers.
She said it was like bittersweet smell. I don't know that a witch would smell bittersweet. I would expect more like
stank.
8-day hobo.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to find out that this witch is like literally the Grim Reaper. So it should smell like death.
Yeah, and so maybe the cake is their front. Like, if we put enough icing in the air, we'll cover our BO. Anyway, the second thing is what she's going to follow up on. If you go into the cellar of a witch house, you're going to find their picture and their name somewhere buried under that floor. And so she decides, hey, look at this. It's a random doorway into the cellar. I'm just going to walk down and see what I find.
If you want to hear the rest of that review, you can head over to nowplayingpodcast.com. Click on the donation banner at the top of the page. You're going to get all the details, how to donate through PayPal or Podbean or become a Podbean patron. A lot of different ways you could donate to help the show. Now, for Silver Level, that's going to get you this Three Mothers series, which again is Suspiria 1976, Inferno, The Mother of Tears, Phenomena, and Suspiria 2018, the remake. You could get those five shows for $10 or more. But if you need more spooks and scares and haunts this fall season, you could go to the gold level, $30 or more. You're going to get the M. Night Shyamalan thriller series. All of his major motion pictures, starting with The Sixth Sense, up to the new film Glass coming out in January. But if you want 19 bonus podcasts, 16's not good enough, you gotta go platinum, $40 or more. We're gonna throw in Jamie Lee Curtis. She's back in Halloween. That show's gonna be on the regular feed. We're gonna do the Jamie Lee Curtis Scream Queen series of 1980. That includes The Fog, Prom Night, both the 1980 versions, not the sequels. They'll be discussed, I'm sure, and Terror Train. So for $40 or more, you get 19 bonus podcasts, but maybe you want even more. Well, we got more because we have a couple of older donation series that are getting new releases. You could go Frosty. Yes, we're past Halloween. We're getting into December. You could go Frosty level. This is our Simon Pegg, Nick Frost series. Shaun of the Dead, Hot Fuzz, The World's End, Paul, Attack the Block. Those shows have already been done. You're going to get them right away. As soon as you make that donation and your donation gets processed, you'll get those shows. And then early next year, there's a new film with Simon Pegg and Nick Frost, Slaughterhouse Rules. You're going to get that show. That's 25 shows. That's half a year almost of shows for $50 or more. But if that's still not enough, say you want, I don't know, let's pick a random number, 33 bonus podcast. Find that four-leaf clover. It's our lucky clover level. Yes, Leprechaun, somehow. It's a Christmas miracle, I guess. Somehow Leprechaun's getting a new movie, and we'll be there to review it. We reviewed all the previous installments. So again, once your donation is processed, you'll get a link. You'll get those shows. And then when the new one comes out again next year, early next year, you'll get our review of Leprechaun Returns. That may be the scariest thing, the scariest film of all these ones, having to go back to do another Leprechaun film. But those are the details for this year's fall 2018 donation series. Again, up to 33 podcasts that you could get. That's over 6 months of additional shows. If the Totally Free Tuesday shows that come out every week aren't enough for you, you can donate and get more. And what do we do with that donation? We use it to put back into the show. We use it for technical things, computers, microphones, servers. We use it because we got to go to all these movies and see them and have Netflix accounts and all that just to be able to see all this stuff for you guys and talk about them. That's what your donation is doing. It's helping keeping the show going. So again, go to nowplayingpodcast.com. You can get all the details there by clicking on the donation banner at the top. Thank you for listening. We'll be back Tuesday with another free show.
Is the darkness ours to take? Bathed in lightness, bathed in heat.
Shh. It's all in the past. There's nothing you can do. It was meant to be.
Please don't abandon me again.
Forgive me, little Sarah. I can't speak anymore. I belong to another place now. Use your gifts. Use them.
Venganza Media Incorporated is not affiliated with, and this podcast has not been prepared, approved, or licensed by any entity that created the film analyzed herein.
There are mysterious parts in that book, but the only true mystery is that our very lives are governed by dead people.
All movie clips and music included in this podcast are the intellectual property of their respective copyright holders. They are included here for the purpose of review, and no infringement is intended.
I may be dying now, but nothing will change. They don't want anything to be different. I'm not the master. I am just a slave.
Now Playing Podcast is an exclusive trademark of and may not be used without the express written permission of Venganza Media Incorporated.
They can cause suffering, sickness, and even the death of those who, for whatever reason, have offended them.
Now Playing is a Venganza Media production, copyright 2018, and no part of this show may be reproduced, repurposed, or redistributed without the written permission of Venganza Media Incorporated. All rights reserved.
Hell is behind that door!